This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the New York Times and Edward Snowden this past weekend, this somewhat unsettling revelation. The National Security Agency is collecting our faces. Harvesting them is what the Times says. Collecting facial imagery to the tune of millions a day. And then using special recognition software to search for terrorists and other intelligence targets. Now, if you have ever used, I don't know, Facebook and seen how it has misidentified you as a tree trunk, perhaps, or a total stranger, you already know facial recognition software isn't perfect. Is the government, however, better at it than Facebook? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
Facial recognition technology is not new.
The NSA and the CIA have quite openly been working with facial recognition technology now for at least the last 20 years.
Chris Green is technology analyst with Davies Murphy Group. He says private businesses have been pushing the technology forward, especially
in Las Vegas.
They use it to track down card counters and crooks.
Vegas has been a great proving ground for facial recognition technology. They were able to put a lot of money behind the technology and really refine and hone it down.
But these days, make no mistake, especially since 9/11, government funding is the main driver.
I would have to guess it's 70% or higher government dollars.
Chris Bainan is with Oak Ridge National Lab. But just how good is the technology now?
You could easily get the idea that modern technology is capable of taking all of Facebook's images and telling who you are. And that's very inaccurate.
He says Facebook uses tricks that make it seem super good at facial recognition. For example, it's not comparing faces to all of Facebook. It's just comparing them to their friend groups. In the real world, Patrick Grother tests commercially developed facial recognition technologies for the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
We enrolled 1.6 million individuals. We achieved 96% recognition rate.
So 96% of the time, they could pick out one guy out of 1.6 million guys. But that's only if they were using controlled photos like passports or driver's licenses. That's why you're not supposed to smile in those photos. It's useful if you're trying to pick out fraudulent passports, less so if you're trying to pick a bomber out of a crowded mall. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.